Let's take a look at the week ahead, the data that will be analyzed in the canyons of Wall Street this week. There should be a lot of data, I'll tell you. Starting on Monday, we'll get the housing market index. Housing market index has been telling a positive story about the housing market, and we've seen that unfold in recent years. Obviously, we have the September housing market index coming out. And we are going to be seeing the potential here for some impact from the weather. Hurricane Harvey could have an impact. Hurricane Irma could even have an impact. So we'll see where it plays out. But I think we may see some impact on the housing market index from the stormy weather. Tuesday, we'll get the housing starts figure. Once again, could be the same thing all over again. This will be for the month of August, though. And we've seen some softness in housing starts and permits over the last few reports. So that's another factor. But we did have Hurricane Harvey in the month of August and a major impact, especially in the greater Houston, Texas area. And, certainly could have an impact on the housing starts figure because if you have an impact like that in a place like Houston, it could be felt. Keep in mind, though, future housing start activity is likely to benefit from the destruction of housing that has occurred in both Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. Wednesday, we'll get the existing home sales data for August, and obviously that could have an impact also, especially Hurricane Harvey and its impact in the greater Houston area in particular. So we'll be looking for all of these figures, housing market index, existing home sales, housing starts and permits. All of these figures are subject to some impact from either Hurricane Harvey in August or both hurricanes, if you're talking about the housing market index, which covers both months. Thursday, we're also getting the leading economic indicator index coming out. Leading economic index. And obviously, the economy's been moving forward. We're looking for a low figure in this. Consensus is 0.2% expansion. I think we'll take anything at this point. The economy growing, but growing slowly to moderately and growing in a fragile environment, a fragile environment for sure. With retail sales down in the month of August, with industrial production down in the month of August, with manufacturing down in the month of August. All of this, of course, related to what has been going on in the meteorology department so far, especially in the month of August and the month of September.